is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up, one of our newer shows, Sparkles of Love, love that, with Anna Lavari. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. I'm not entirely sure which of these lines is her, so I'm going to try to tune in intuitively. Let's see how we do today. Anna Lavari, do we have you on this line?
I am here. Yeah. I don't know what line you're picking, so.
Yeah, I'm picking you. Yay.
There we go. Perfect.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
Goodish. Goodish. So welcome back. Yeah, let's get
Thank
you to
you.
Reintroduce yourself and the show and what's happening. I'll let you know, we do have people coming on the lines too in case you want to take any calls later.
Okay, thank you. Well, welcome everybody to the Sparkles of Love show here on News for the Soul Broadcasting. My name is Anna Lavari, and I am your host for this next hour. I am a direct source universal channel and your divine guide from the other side. So today, what I really want to, what the show's about the energy shifts that are happening now and the new tools and processes that are coming down onto planet Earth to support all of us. So that's where I'd like to get started. And I'm going to ask those of you that are here with us live, I'm going to ask you some questions. So hopefully you can type in and we'll get some feedback as we go, because I'd love to have your participation. So I'm sure most of us can feel that there is an awful lot happening on planet Earth right now. There are a lot of changing energies. And even if you're not attuned to deep frequencies or an empath, there's just so much shifting. And the frequencies coming down from source and the higher realms is extremely high. And it continues to get higher each week and month and day, it feels like. And some of the ways that you can tell that this is shifting is the amount of fear coming up. Like September seems to be so far, I don't know about anybody else, would love to hear from you, sure seems to be a lot of fear coming up with people I work with myself, and they're not even rational fears, right? You know, it's not like I'm standing on the edge of a cliff and I'm afraid I'm going to fall over. These are irrational fears. And for me, they've been a lot around safety, which is, you know, really strange. And I know that in the last weeks here in British Columbia, Canada, where my husband and I live, that, you know, there's been a lot of wildfires in British Columbia and a lot of people lost their homes, which is really sad. And, you know, in Hawaii, the fires and all the things that are happening on the planet right now, there's just so much shifting happening. And all of that is creating lots of fear. And the reality is that some of the fears are being manipulated as well. So there is this, just the same way there was with COVID, there is this drive to keep us in fear. And as the planetary energies are coming up, as they are raising and the vibration is raising, what's happened is the fear in us is coming out to be released, because as we move to the higher dimensions and the higher frequencies, there's no room anymore for fear. I hope that makes sense to everybody. And what is also happening with this, so Mother Gaia or Earth, however you want to call it, in Karila, as the energies are increasing, what is being downloaded onto the planet, okay, with the diamond lights and all kinds of other frequencies that are coming down onto the planet daily, and with the veils thinning between planet Earth, the third dimension, and the higher dimensions, because they're definitely thinning, what's happening is we are getting bombarded with more and more high frequencies. So it can cause, as we said, fear. It can cause upset in your body. It can make you feel antsy or out of sorts. It can bring up a lot of anxiety. And it also brings up, within the earth, it also brings up for the release a lot of the chaos energy that we're seeing around. And this isn't going to change in that, I mean, it will change, but it's going to continue. So the high frequencies coming in and the energies coming in and the vibration rising is all part of the Great Awakening, what most of us have come for. But it doesn't feel very nice right now. It doesn't feel very nice. So one of the things that I feel helps people, and I want to remind everybody, is how important it is to have a daily practice. And by this, what I mean is a spiritual daily practice, something that you do every day. And it could be a total of 3 minutes. Some people do an hour. It's really whatever works best for you. So I'd love you to write me in as I'm talking, what's your favorite daily practice? What is something you do pretty much every day that either helps you align or release fear or just feel better? So what is one or two things you do every day or a spiritual practice you do that you really like? It's one of your favorites. So you just do it all the time. I know for me, a few things that I do every day is I consciously connect and ask for the diamond lights twice a day. Once at bedtime and once usually in the morning as I'm waking up. They can flow from source for up to 30 consecutive minutes. And the colors that come are white, pink, golden, and aqua. And the white diamond light is the base diamond light. It's the energy of the next wave of ascension, but they all carry the codes of remembrance of who you are on all levels, not just the human level. So that codes of remembrance. So the white is the base. The pink diamond light is to support the human physical body. And the golden diamond light is for healing. And the aqua diamond light is to support you with sovereignty. And these come in a cocktail. All four of them come in unless you ask for something different. And your highest self or your soul determines what proportions of each. In that moment, do you need more white or you need more aqua or you need more pink or you need pink and gold? And it begins to flow into your body. And it is a great way to help yourself integrate with the new energies coming down onto planet Earth, because the diamond lights are part of the new energies. They've been coming down on the planet for the last couple of years now. And when you can do, just call it in and feel it come down from your crown chakra, your soul star chakra, into your crown and down into your body. And you can do it, you know, for up to 30 minutes and then once again at bedtime. Now, if you want, you can just call pink, or you can just call gold, or you can just call white. But if you're calling aqua, you must always call the white with it. So for me, I just say I call on my cocktail of diamond lights, and that is one thing I do every day to really help me align, to help me integrate easily, because if I'm bringing these new energies into my body in small amounts every day, my body is adjusting. Right? It's getting used to it so that as the energies get stronger, my body's already accustomed. So, Nicole, has anyone shared what their favorite daily practice is?
Just trying to access the mailbag here. And we lost the board. Oh, no. Yeah, nope, we've lost the board. Okay. A little bit hinky here electronically. Are things retrograde already?
I don't think so.
Okay. Feels like it's coming. I'm going to check the mailbag as you go because I was going to say we could ask some of the callers, but the board is not working as it correctly should. So I'll check the mailbag while you're going.
Okay. So another thing that I use every day is I always connect to pure source light, and I call it that. So a lot of people say, you know, connect to the light every day. I agree, but I just don't want any light. I want pure source light. And so when I say that, I consciously say in the morning, I wish to connect to pure source light. And I feel and imagine, if I need to, and sense this beautiful white light from source coming. And it's really up to you how much time you spend on that. You can let it flow really quickly and come down in a minute or two. You could take 15 minutes or 5 minutes. So let's do that for a second with everybody. And I'm going to call on pure source light for everyone who's listening, whether you're here with us live or on the recording, and just allow and feel or sense or trust that this pure source light is going to start to enter your crown chakra now. It's going to come down into your body and down further. It's going to come down your neck and across your shoulders. And even if you don't feel energy, just know that this is happening for you. Once you call on this, it happens whether you feel it or not. And of course, you'd never do this when you're driving, right? And that pure white source light is flowing down your chest and down into your heart space and down into the solar plexus and all the organs in the body. And that pure source light moves down through the chakras and around the reproductive organs and down your legs. And we're going a little fast today, but that's because we've got so much to talk about. So you can take this as slow as you want. It swirls around the knees and goes down the calves to your ankles and right through all of your feet. The little tiny bones and all the muscles and the toes and the toenails and down into your Earth Star Chakra, which is 6 inches below your feet. And you can call on Pure Source Light anytime, any day, and it's always available to you. So if you're at work and you're a little stressed, go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet, call on the pure source light or call on the diamond lights if you haven't done it yet. But I think the go-to is the pure source light because there's no time limit on it. You can do it as often as you want. Again, you don't do any of this if you're operating heavy equipment or if you are operating a car. But so that's one thing. And that's another thing I do every day. Is I call in the diamond lights, I connect to the pure source light, and I pretty much always consciously connect to my what I call my highest self or my soul, my God presence, however you want to call that. And it's not necessarily a process, you know, you just ask for the connection and it's there. And you have to know that you're always connected to your highest self. You wouldn't be alive if you weren't. But many of us, and me for a long time, and sometimes still even now, perceive our highest self as outside of us. We don't see it as us. We see it as maybe a friend or part of us, but not wholly us. So we're always connected, but it's just this conscious process of saying, I consciously connect with my highest self and just feel, because your highest self knows everything, always what's best for you, what's coming, what the future is, all of that. So consciously connecting with your highest self is always a good thing. And then I think another thing I do pretty much every day is I consciously connect to a new tool that came forth that I call the Sifter. And when you sign up for my website, for my newsletter at sparklesoflove.love, I know that that is, you get that as a gift, the Sifter. And I start the day with it. And what it does, it's like a sifter you would use in a sandbox, but it's made of light, or even what your grandma might have used is to sift flour, but again, it's made out of light, not metal. And I bring it up and down my body slowly once or twice, and it cleans the debris from your energy field. Okay? It doesn't do deep healing or anything like that, but it cleans the debris. So you can even use it, let's say you've just been out to the mall or the grocery store and the energy was chaotic. You use your sifter and just move it up and down once, twice, three times, whatever it takes, and your energy field is cleared again. So for me, those are some of the daily practices I do. And Nicole, were you able to hear from anybody yet?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Good, excellent. We keep getting cut off in the board, so I've had to dial back in three times. This is really fun. Sure, it's not retrograde somewhere. All right. So we've got a couple emails in. We've got Anne in Chicago. She does meditation. And we have Tracy in New York, grounding exercises in the morning.
Beautiful.
And Sheila in New Zealand does the white bubble exercise.
Okay, cool. The bubble of love.
There we go.
And meditation and grounding exercises, everybody has different ones, but those are all great. It's whatever works best for you, right? Because what the daily practice is to do is to help you hold your energy, to help your energy align so you can have the best day possible, so that you aren't thrown as much by the chaos, that you're not on that up and down roller coaster all over the place. So I think that's always a great place to start. But so I think most of us that are listening, that are on our journey, all have favorite tools or processes that we use for clearing and aligning, not just our daily practice, but for clearing when we're triggered, when we've realized that we're holding an old belief, or we're feeling scrunchy, as I call it. We're feeling out of sorts. And you want to move into a higher vibration, or you want to clear that old belief and that old trigger. If you ladies and gentlemen, if you want to write in, what are your favorite tools for clearing? What do you do when you have to clear something? And a couple of ones I remember that, like now, I often use the sifter to get started. But I know for many people, one that used to be a very common one is people would use the violet flame. They'd call on Saint Germain and Lady Portia and ask to blaze, blaze, blaze the violet consuming flame in, through, and around them. And I know that I've used that very often in my house. In spaces I was going into, I used it in airplanes always when I would get on for a flight. I'd ask that it blaze throughout the plane in accordance with the permission from all the souls on the plane, right? I know some people do a lot of clearing statements. There's lots of different ways that people clear, release, heal, right? So if you want to write in, tell us your favorite way of releasing or healing, that would be great. And Nicole, when you see some of those, just let me know. And we've all had tools that have been in our toolkit for years, right? You know, and maybe we're still using some of the same ones we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago or maybe 5 years ago. And it was something that we loved, that we always worked for us. And we always did that, whatever that particular process or tool was to help clear our energy, to help move to a higher vibration. Well, what I have found, and let me know for the listeners, is that many people that I work with, myself included, I've noticed that the old tools aren't working as well anymore. Anybody notice that? The old tools just don't seem to be as effective. Yeah, it's like I've done this forever, but it doesn't seem like it's working the same way. It's either taking longer or it just doesn't seem to do the job. So there's a reason for that. So I went in and asked the guides all about this because I was hearing it quite a bit. And what's happened is all of these tools that you've had for a long time, okay, so I would say 3 years or more, or maybe it's a new tool to you, but a guru or a teacher or a friend taught it to you and they've known it for years and years, is those particular tools were attuned vibrationally to the old frequencies on planet Earth, right? When you think about an energetic tool, it has to be aligned and tuned with the energies that were on the planet. And for a long time, the energies on the planet have been extremely dense. And so these tools that the masters gave us and people channeled and came through were amazing gifts that would help us. They would help us tremendously. And I know all of us have used many different ones to heal, to align, to clear. But because they're not getting the same result now, it's important to know that it's time to reevaluate your tools, your energetic spiritual tools and processes. And that doesn't mean you get rid of them, okay? But you want to go in and check, are they still valid? Is this really still the best tool for me? Is this still effective? Is it doing what I need it to do? Now, if you do meditation, meditation is always great, always great. But maybe the ways you're going to meditate is going to change a little bit, or maybe you're going to go to a different position or a different room or a different time of day and maybe get a few better results, and maybe not. What I have found is, and what the guides have shared, is that the old tools aren't as effective simply because they're running on an old system. So just like when your computer starts not working very well, it's often because you need a software upgrade. And lots of us that are, you know, you see it on your cell phone, you see it on your computer, your tablet, you know, that it's, you need to get an update because you're not using the most current operating system. Or maybe your operating system is so old that it really limits what you can do. So that would be the analogy I would give you, that the tools that many of us have had for many years that have been passed down from healer to friend are no longer as effective because they're not tuned to the new vibrations. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you can go in, and those of you that can hear answers and get answers, you can go in and ask, can this tool be upgraded? Can this tool be upgraded? So for example, the violet flame, using the violet flame. You go in and you ask Saint Germain and Lady Portia and say, can this tool be upgraded for me? From me. And you have to ask for yourself, right? Because it's a balance of what are the energies coming in on the planet and what's being held here and what can your frequency hold, right? If your frequency is still more in an older vibration, and I don't mean age, okay? I'm not saying anything to do with age. But if you haven't, you got to a certain frequency and you stayed there and you just moved on with your life and not continued to heal and clear and raise your vibration, you might be holding an older frequency. And you don't really want to upgrade your tools because it'll be a little challenging, could be a little challenging. So you want to go in and ask, can I upgrade this tool for me, right? Can I get the latest version? Just like when you click on your computer saying, you know, upgrade to Safari such and such or whatever it is, okay? And if it's a tool you really love and you want to continue using, then just ask if it can be upgraded. And some of you feel comforted with the repetition or the familiarity of a particular process, and that's fine, but just know that there are other processes that are coming through now. So that what's happening is every month for me in the last 2 years, on the full moon, when I do a meditation, new tools and processes are coming through. And I'm astounded, and the guys have talked about it, because the tools that are coming in now are attuned to the new ascension frequencies. And so that's where the difference is where they're tuned to, and not all of the old tools and processes have the ability to be upgraded. Just like when you get a really, really old computer, sometimes you just got to send it to computer heaven, right? That it just doesn't have the capacity or space for what the new systems are running. The same way you do with your cell phone sometimes. So a lot of our old tools and processes just don't have the capacity to work with the higher frequencies, which as effectively. So they might still work for you, but nowhere near as effectively as some of the new tools coming in. So I want to share with you some of the tools that have come in, just so you get an idea of the wide variety, because I only pulled out about 10 of them. And these, I'm always in amazement with the guides because they're bringing so much through. So what the guides have shared with me is that on the other side of the veil, they are rooting and cheering for us, right, for humanity and the awakening. And they are doing everything they can within what is allowed within the divine plan to bring through opportunities and processes and tools that can support us in these energies, that can work in these energies differently, more effectively, faster, so that it's easier for you. And wouldn't we all like a little more grace and ease? You know, especially when we're doing healing and the layers and layers of stuff, you know, I'd love it to go a whole lot faster. And that's what I have seen. It's going way faster with myself, with clients. The energies between the planetary energies, which the vibration rising, and the new tools and processes, it's just things are happening a lot faster and a lot easier. All right. So let me tell you, Nicole, are there any questions before I go on? And then I want to share some of the tools that have come through, just so you get an idea of how different they are.
Well, we had a couple of emails about the clearing methods, and the lines are working again, so there are callers back if you want to ask them directly. But Anne in Chicago uses Psyche K for clearing. Emma in the UK uses hypnosis. Uh-huh. Jerry in Manitoba uses affirmations. Elaine in Boston, Ho'oponopono. So there were.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So lots of different things. I love hearing all these different things, right? And like I said, it doesn't mean they're all changing, but some of them are, and some of them you can get upgrades on. But I'm going to share, I think I've got, 10 different ones that have come through recently just to give you an idea of what's happening out there energetically. Okay. So just a couple of months ago, First Light, a group I channel, brought through something they called the clarity filter. And they really talked a lot about how hard it is to tell what is true and what is not true, and what is an agenda and what is pure of heart these days on planet Earth. And I know most of us probably feel that way. And they really wanted people to have a tool that allows them to understand or have more clarity, okay? So that when you're receiving information, you know it's not distorted and you know what the intent is, that the genuine intent matches the words that are put out, okay? So whether you're watching the news or reading something online or having a conversation with someone else. And so they created this beautiful gift called a clarity filter. And Archangel Clarity said, having clarity is truly a gift, for when you have clarity, it is easier to stand in your sovereignty. It is easier to be the love that you are. You are less likely to be manipulated or deceived, of course, so you come more into your own power. So, and you just call on it, you know, so the clarity filter is really kind of cool. That was a really awesome one. Another one is the star sphere beings. And those of you that come on the Alchemy Collective Consciousness with me, my divine planetary free weekly meditations, will have heard about the star sphere beings. And they are from another time and space. And they are spherical in shape. And they are very advanced beings, and they have come here to support the Great Awakening. And the cool thing is with the star sphere beings is that they give you the opportunity when you connect with them to merge, and they move into your heart space. And what happens is they hold your heart space open so you can receive more energies in that moment. They hold your field open. And so that's another, you know, depending on what you're doing, can be a real benefit. In February of this year, another group I channeled called First Light, one of my favorite collectives, they brought through a process where you can use the recording every 2 weeks, yeah. And then in 2024, you can use it every week, okay? And what it does is it helps you release limiting beliefs that hold you back in all kinds of different areas of your life, right? And it's, again, another new process or tool that is aligned to the current energy. So in the past, I never knew of tools like this. Like the things that are coming through now, I'd never seen before. And in the beginning, I thought, oh my God, this must be my imagination. But as they continue to come through more and more and more, then I know it's not. It's really the guides trying to support us, help us, and help us remember who we are. Less than a year ago, there was a really cool one that came through, and Callie, who I have only channeled once or twice, Callie talked about that the fastest way to transform is to work on both sides of the coin, as she talked about, so that you're bringing in the new, like the diamond lights and source light, and you're working with your gifts. But the other side is your clearing, right? You're releasing the old, the unwanted, dissolving the densities. And when you can do both, you move way faster than if you're just doing one or the other. And so she wanted to help us do that faster. And so she's created a chamber that she calls the acceleration chamber. So when you go into this chamber after it's been created, she tells you how to do it and all of those things. is that you can go in and any work you're doing. So let's say you're doing some Reiki on yourself, or you're doing some clearing statements, or you're doing whatever kind of clearing you normally do or healing. What happens is for that time, and I think you can only go in an hour at a time, it accelerates the work you're doing in a very gentle, graceful way. So the chamber, that's what it does. So, but you have to be clear. She was really clear. You can't go to the chamber and expect the chamber to do the work for you. That's not how it, you have to go in and still do the work, but it really accelerates your results so that you can heal things much, much faster, much, much faster. And, you know, I had never heard of that kind of thing before. And that's a personal acceleration chamber. In also recently, this one I love, I still do this one all the time. So this was in last year, less than a year ago. Let me just see, a new collective came through, and they're called the Collective of Light Streamers, okay? And I'd never heard of them, okay? And they shared that they were granted permission through Source to create more streams of light in connections with individuals and places. And they say that light is the transportation of information, and it is more than this, for it carries so much more, right? Light is a form of fuel for the soul, in many ways for the body, but definitely for the soul, okay? So as more and more light is flowing onto planet Earth, it means more and more information is flowing. More source energy is coming onto the planet, as we've talked about. And what happens is the more light that comes down onto the planet, it shows you where your darkness has hidden, right? And so what they did is the Collective of Light Streamers created a light chamber for us. And we can go in once a week at a set time, and you get this amazing, amazing stream of source light. And I know we do it at bedtime because then you're just so knocked out, just absolutely so knocked out. Another one that I found really amazing, and again, when this was coming through, I thought, oh my God, what's going on? Lord Melchizedek helped facilitate it, and you can get a new auric field now. A new auric field. Okay, you think, how is that even possible? Well, that was my question. And that came through last September. And what Lord Melchizedek said is, in this perfect energetic storm, as you might call it, there is the opportunity in the hours and energy captured in this recording on this full moon, okay, in this time and space, to give you a complete upgrade in your energetic bodies, okay? And because of the energies on planet Earth, it's allowing a new energetic template that he said, well, we know you call that the auric field. It is pristine, unlike anything you've ever had on your planet. And he talked about how excited they were for all of for these possibilities of tools coming through. And I have to be honest and say that what's interesting is that there's so many new tools that it's hard to tell which one's doing what, because you just feel better, you feel lighter, things move faster, it's easier. That's what I have found. And then just a couple more. One of my favorites, absolute favorites, that I still is the Advanced Chakra System. And next show, I'm going to devote this whole show to talking about the Advanced Chakra System, because the chakra system is not complete. And most people don't know this. So I'm going to share all about that next time on the 21st of September. And then one that came in most recently is, I think, after the Advanced Chakras is really a profound process and tool. And it's called a stability platform. And we did, we went in and met and meditated, and I channeled for 1 hour a day for 5 days. And each day, we talked about daily practices, a little bit like we did here today, but each day the guides came through and started to build a platform, an energetic platform for the individual. You and the guides worked together to build this stable platform. And at the end, and it's based on your divinity, your soul essence. Your essence of purity is what the foundation is. It's you. It's your original blueprint energy that is in this stability platform. And what they had shared with me is that they really felt that with the energies coming, and this was just a month or so ago, that for the awakened people to be more stable energetically was really needed, because it has been and will continue to be a roller coaster. And so they wanted us to have the opportunity to have a more stable platform. And so this is what they created. And the first 5 days, you can't even go to your platform because your body has to get used to it. It took 5 days to build it. And then we connect with our heart with it. And that helps. But once you hit after the integration time, then you get to consciously choose, and you have to choose. You can't just say I'm always on it. You have to consciously choose to put your energy on the platform and to sort of lock your feet in almost. And I can tell immediately if I've forgotten to step on my platform first thing in the morning. I can tell immediately. And almost everyone I know who's done the platform already has said the same thing. They know immediately. So I love, love, love that they are doing so many different tools for all of us. And I love that the guides are doing everything they can to support us with our processes, with our tools, with energetic stability. And that is really, you know, we're all aware that the energies are changing, and it's what we've wanted. We're going through the chaos of it now and the upheaval of it all now, but we know this is all for the best, even though we have many days where it feels like crap. But as we move through this, what happens is that more light from source is coming in. There are more opportunities to heal. Healing is faster. And all of these beautiful tools have come through so that, and will continue to come through, they tell me, to give everyone an easier way of it. An easier way. Unfortunately, we're not at the, I'm snapping my fingers and I'm completely embodied of my highest self. I'd love it if we were there, but I'm not there yet. And but having all these tools, and sometimes I've asked them, I said, like, okay, there's so many tools, I just can't remember them all, and it's just too much. And what they have shared is that people resonate with different kinds of tools and processes. So they're bringing through all kinds of different ones that will resonate with different people who are at different stages of their path and have, you know, just different energy fields. So some people want to start expanding with Lord Shiva and feel the expansion of their consciousness. And other people really want to just receive a piece of their future self so they can get some answers. And other people want to heal their soul fragments because they're still, you know, that's where they're working right now. So, and other people really want to have the new auric field because they know all the things or imagine all the things it could do for them. So I think that I love that they're doing so many different things, but as we started, just be aware that the energies are going to continue to change, to really look at the tools and processes you already use because a lot of them aren't working as well because they're not attuned to the vibrational frequency on planet Earth now. The vibrations on planet Earth are going up so much, and all the new tools coming through are attuned and aligned energetically to the frequencies coming in now, rather than at the frequencies of before. So we have a couple of minutes. Let's open up if anyone has questions about what I've spoken about or about any of these particular tools.
Okay. The lines have gone a little weird again, but we're actually down to the last 5 minutes. Which is a good time to kind of wrap it all up together, main takeaways, and then some shameless self-promotion.
Okay. okay. So I think what I would like to share with you is my next show is on the 21st, the same time, 2 o'clock, and we're going to get into the advanced chakras. And I think that I know that will be really informative for everybody out there. It's really one of my most favorite things to talk about because it's probably the thing that made the biggest shift in my energetic field in years was the advanced chakras. And there's so much information about it that Shiva brought through. And the thing that's helping me the most right now is what I would like to promote with you is the Embracing Energetic Fitness Program. And that's available in my shop on sparklesoflove.love. And the and if you put in embracing, I think it even comes up just with Embracing Energetic Fitness. Yeah, and you'll see it up there. And it is a 5-day program that will, and then the integration is another 5-day. And it will keep you stable. It will, you know, yes, there's still Mercury retrograde, but the stability that you feel personally is so different, especially if you're out in the world. But even if you're at home, it makes a huge difference because your energy field is stable. You're not on the roller coaster. And, And I would really say that anyone that feels like you're on the roller coaster, this will really support you and support you for many years to come. They built it to last, and it's based on your divinity, and your divinity doesn't change. So it's not like it can be an old energy. And the other thing I would share is that any of you that would like to work with me personally, I have 30-minute sessions called Clearing and Clarity. We'll clear something, we'll answer questions, whatever you want to work on. And in September and October, when you book a session, I have 2 bonuses with it. And the first one is you'll get a $55 credit to my shop, so you can get a different kind of recording or put it towards another recording. And I'm going to do a bonus clearing session on October 19th. And everyone that has booked a Clearing and Clarity session, a 30-minute private session with me, September and October, gets to come to that group clearing free, and you will get the recording for that. So if you are in that stage, like we're getting in the fall and kids are going back to school and you're like, oh, I need to make some changes, or I need to find something out, or what vows do I need to break? Then it's a perfect, perfect opportunity to come and get some answers, to clear some energies out, to break some vows, to release some fears. And I love working with people individually. So that would be, and that is also available on my website, sparklesoflove.love. And the last thing I have is that I have a free gift for you. So I really appreciate you coming and listening to me here on the show. And so we have a free gift for you. It's on the website, and you go to sparklesoflove.love/show, S-H-O-W. And it is a meditation with Hilarion where you get to access layers of energies, memories, and gifts of your own with Master Hilarion. So it's really a lovely one as well. So when you go there, you can receive that free gift for you.
Beautiful.
Love it. Well, I love how you brought all these resources in, how you also answered the question that no one's really addressed on this network in 20 years, which is why the old stuff isn't working on the new stuff. And But I have one question to finish on, and this is sort of the biggest question that comes through with all of what you share today is, you know, why, if this is higher energy and higher love vibes coming down, why do we sense it as unsettling, negative, and maybe even scary?
Oh, it's a great question, Whitney. So the reason being is what happens when the higher frequencies come is that it's releasing your R densities in the earth and our body. So it is, so that's where all the scary and unsettling part comes, because all of our wounds are being shook up. They're being shaken to come out, you know, and it's like everything is cracking open. I guess that would be a good analogy. So all the things we've hidden or we haven't dealt with or we haven't healed yet, or all our fears are being cracked open, because that's what the higher frequency does. As we move higher, we can't move higher when we're still holding these false beliefs, these wounds, these densities. Does that make sense?
Brilliant. Yes, love the answer. It was a good question. I'm glad I asked it.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, the funny thing is the guides always laugh when they, you know, people had this illusion of what the Great Awakening was. They thought all the angels were going to show up on, you know, and, and you know, all our bank accounts are going to be loaded and all our debt is gone and all these other things. And we're all going to find our twin flames and our perfect spouses and all this stuff. And those were the, some of the stories that were told. And that's not how it works. That's just not how it works. Now, that doesn't mean something like that couldn't happen in the future. I'm not limiting anything. But it means the Great Awakening is awakening to yourself. It's awakening to the consciousness and magnificence that we are as individual souls. And it's going through our own muck, finding our gifts and our alignments with our highest self, and beginning to body that level of consciousness that we haven't done in a long time. So it isn't this beautiful rosy picture. We're walking through the muck. We're dealing with our caca. On an individual and a planetary and on a country and on a collective level. It's all coming up at the same time. So,
Well,
I look forward to connecting, you know, in 2 weeks with everybody and talking about advanced chakras. And you know, please go to my website, sparklesoflove.love, and there's some free meditations on there, and get your gift. And I hope to, you know, work with some of you. So thank you so much, Nicole.
Awesome. Thanks, Anna Lorai. And it was a great show. Looking forward to you next time already. Anna Lorai is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And we're back with another live show momentarily after we do a quick reset on the board. So if you're on the board, you'll be dropped off and you'll be like, what the heck just happened? Just dial back in and we'll be there. We'll see you there.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.